goddess Aditi, the fabric of space itself. Mother of her own father, mother of the gods, mother of the supreme godhead. Amongst the Vedic stars, she dwells in the nakshatra called Punarvasu, which is symbolized by an arrow returned to its quiver. In our modern concept of stars, Punarvasu includes Castor and Pollux, the two stars forming the heads of the twins in the constellation we know as Gemini. Punarvasu. Puna means again, and Vasu means brilliant or bright. So it means to shine again, and to shine again and again and again. And you see it comes after Ardra. Ardra was a destructive force. Now after Ardra, Punarvasu again become bright. This idea of becoming brilliant again is symbolized by an arrow going back into the quiver. You shoot the arrow, then you go and you get it and put it back in the quiver again. And then what? You shoot the arrow again. Then you go get it, you put it back in the quiver, and then you shoot the arrow again. That's Punarvasu. Things happening again and again and again. Another great symbol for Punarvasu would be a fractal, an image which repeats within itself infinitely. Now let's hear the qualities of this nakshatra Punarvasu. Punarvasu is about things happening again and again, within themselves, within the things that they create, in endless cycles. It is a star of good offspring and non-linear cognition. It empowers humanity to work cooperatively, become unified, seek holistic and all-embracing understandings, and to embrace a principle of all-inclusive divine love. And if you understand the goddess of Punarvasu, Aditi, then you all understand why Punarvasu has all these qualities. All these qualities are the qualities of goddess Aditi. The name Aditi means undivided. Undivided also means non-dual, Adwaya. And the Supreme Being is described by Bhagavata Purana as Adwaya Gyan, consciousness, Aditi consciousness, consciousness which is non-dual, consciousness which is one with everything that it creates, consciousness which is the root of all things. So Aditi represents a very, very original, primal aspect of Godhead, which is to be that one singular factor from which everything comes. So Punarvasu is the thing which in all the things happen again and again and again. That's the consciousness, the Adwaya. It becomes very interesting to see how she's born. How could the thing which is the origin of all other things be born? Rig Veda says in 1072.4, Aditi comes from Daksha. But Daksha comes from Aditi. Aditi, as we said, Aditi means Adwaya, the consciousness which is the root of everything, which is not different from anything. So that means this consciousness is the fabric from which everything else is created. So Aditi represents space itself, the fabric of space, the fabric of reality. More than the fabric of space, we should say the fabric of reality is Aditi. She's the fabric of reality itself, so she is the raw material that the Creator uses for creation. Brahma, the Creator, uses Aditi to create, because Aditi is the fabric of reality. So this is why Aditi is often depicted or referred to as the female Brahma. So Aditi is the real mother of all these children that Brahma created in the beginning. asexually. He created maybe a dozen or a few dozen beings from his mental substance and, you know, in an atypical manner, asexual manner. How did he do that? Using Aditi, using the goddess of reality, using the goddess of the fabric of reality itself. So she's the real mother of Brahma's children. One of these children that Brahma created in the beginning is Daksha, who is a progenitor who is supposed to help populate the universe, and who in fact is the most important progenitor. So she helped Brahma create Daksha, so she's his mother. And then she took shape in this world by being born as Daksha's daughter. So Aditi originally exists as the fabric of reality itself, as the feminine counterpart of Brahma. But she comes into the world, into herself. This is Punarvasu. Things within itself, things happening within itself. She comes into her own world through Daksha, who is her own creation. So this is what the Rig Veda means when it says the son comes from the mother and the mother comes from the son. Aditi comes from Daksha, but Daksha comes from Aditi. So this is great to give you the sense of what Punarvasu is all about. These kind of things that are fractal and just go into each other. This happens, and then it happens again within itself, and it happens again within itself. What kind of things might that be? Like, as we said before, children, having good children. It might mean the ability to think in non-linear ways, the ability to think in abstract patterns. And it means the ability to incorporate things within other things. And so it's very good for unity and cooperation. Now, after Aditi is born from Daksha, she marries Kashyapa. And then she becomes the mother of all the gods. And it says here, Aditi is not only the mother of the gods, but she is also the mother of the original Godhead. When he appears tangibly within this universe as an avatar, that whole concept of avatar is exactly the same as the concept of Punarvasu or Aditi. The concept of avatar is that the being which generated this reality comes into this reality and appears to be generated by it. So that's what Aditi and Punarvasu are all about. Patterns within patterns, things within things, causes within the effect. So when the Supreme Entity comes into this world as an avatar, he does so through Aditi. Another fascinating thing about Aditi is that she herself has many rebirths. Just as a fractal appears many times within itself. All of them center on being the mother facilitating the birth of Godhead. But she has not ceased to exist as Aditi. But while existing as Aditi, she manifests again as other mothers to facilitate Vishnu, the Supreme Godhead, coming into the world as an avatar. So even while she's existing as another form. So it's another example of this patterns within patterns, fractals. Punarvasu is a star of unity and cooperation and harmony. It really favors these things because that's what Aditi is all about. Aditi, not divided. Her sister's name is Diti, divided, divisive. She's Aditi is non-divisive, but her sister is divisive. And look at the offspring of the two of them. Diti gave birth to the Daityas. And Aditi gave birth to the Adityas. So who are the Daityas? They're these very difficult forces in the universe that are very selfish and like to take things for themselves. And they cause so much trouble for the gods, and they cause so much trouble for everybody except themselves and their own little group. Whereas who are the Adityas? These are the beings who give all their power to helping the world exist, to helping the world maintain itself peacefully, to helping people cooperate and coexist. If your mindset is divisive, liking to divide things, liking to split things, liking to separate things, then you're going to come to the Daitya mentality. the selfish mentality, the mentality that ruins things, the hateful mentality, the mentality that causes war, the mentality that causes argument. I'm separate from you, you're different from me, so my interests count and yours don't. But if we follow the Aditi mindset, a unifying mindset, then we come to peace, harmony, and so many nice things. So Aditi's nakshatra, Punarvasu, represents that force that strives for unity, that strives for cooperation, and that strives for harmony. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this reading and explanation of select sections on Punarvasu chapter in my book, 27 Stars, 27 Gods. You can get this book on my website, victorcara.com, or you can get it on Amazon. And you could please subscribe to this channel so you get updates when the videos come out. Next week will be the next nakshatra. Week after that will be the nakshatra after that, etc. So please stay tuned. Thank you.